Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, the founder of Are You Serious Network covering the LSU Tigers, Blake Ruffino. Blake, we didn't get to see it because we're on remote here, but unbelievable, and we've seen this so many times. You can never count out Jaden Daniels late in the game, and to pull that team with a victory over the Eagles. The Eagles got, a field goal maybe late in the game, and then here comes Jaden. You cannot count him out when he's playing quarterback for the Commanders.
Without a doubt, Mike. I mean, and then he got his revenge on Carter from that SEC championship game. You might pick me up when I get a bum ankle, but I'm going to juke you and break your ankles on national television. So he got it. He got his revenge. And then the throw in the cover two. Why they ran cover two right there? I don't know, but Mike, they split the safeties and it was over. I mean, Jaden Daniels, my goodness. I mean, Mike, I don't know if I've seen somebody, you know, be a little lost from one year to another, and then all of a sudden he just knows exactly what defenses are going to do. I mean, he had 5 turnovers today, but he had 5 touchdowns. So absolutely incredible, man. What a game.
Blake, before the transfer portal started, you and I talked about this team needs a couple of edge rushers. They need help in the secondary, possibly at both corner and safety. They certainly needed a center, and nothing against DJ. I think DJ will be a good guard in the SEC. He was overwhelmed at the center position, needed a tight end, need a couple wide receivers. They have almost blanketed everything. Now, I still think they could use help at safety and an offensive tackle, but you got to give Brian Kelly credit. Now, it took a little bit of pulling to get him across the goal line, but man, they have hit and hit big in the transfer portal, and just over the last 48 hours getting Braylon Moore, the top rated interior lineman who plays center,
Patrick Payton, and then
Payton coming in as that edge rusher. You only get him for a season, but so what? He helps you win now. You're not assured of anybody for more than one season today.
Well, Mike, you know, I know that a lot of, for Payton, and me and you had talked about this, that we didn't know where the edge rushers would come from necessarily, but then the one goes in, and then the LSU, you know, I mean, Mike, they're doing something right now in the portal for guys like that that they have not done, or basically what Jay Johnson does. Kid comes on a visit and he doesn't leave. Playing malfunctions, he ain't going to Ole Miss or Oxford, he ain't going to Oregon, and he stays. Mike, I think the big thing, maybe you can get after Payton for lack of effort on a 2-10 team this year, but I think the crazy thing is the 13.5 tackles for loss in the running game, I think, is a big deal too. And, Mike, he can run down a quarterback. I mean, good Lord, we haven't stopped a quarterback running the football in a while. I mean, 70 pressures per PFF in 2023. I mean, he had a lot of defensive linemen around him, but I mean, he's a high upside, man. I mean, and you needed somebody. And now, Mike, you look at that D-line as an example, interior and exterior. You get Zadir Mitchell, and then Brian Kelly says that he thinks that Zion Williams, the nose guard, can play right away, that he's built to play. And then you have Don McKinley, Pyburn, and others. I mean, Mike, I got to be real with you. I don't remember – I'm trying to think of a time where you had this much depth. Right, like I'm talking about actual depth, where you're not moving an offensive lineman to DT like you did last year with Chemo. So they actually now got depth and some quality players on the D line. Mike, I think they might be more talented they've been in quite a minute.
Bob,
now you know, Blake. Obviously, we all love football. We watch college football. We watch the NFL. But were you disappointed as me? And I don't know. I don't have a dog in the hunt, but I'm just watching college football. Man, those games weren't very good. As far as you want to be on the edge of your seat, and hopefully yeah. The quarterfinal games are a whole lot better. And you look, I think New Orleans hit the lottery with Notre Dame playing against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. But I don't know. I was underwhelmed considering the games and the outcomes. I mean, it was all of them. I mean, I thought Tennessee would have had a better showing against Ohio State, but you can go top to bottom, starting with Indiana and Notre Dame on Friday night, that no, not so much. So I'm like, I don't know. They say 12 to 16 games. They like money and the people are watching. But I don't know. To me, it's a big difference whether you're just in the playoffs versus if you're amongst the best. Now, you had home field advantage and all that, and the home field took it was just, you know, undefeated. But then you had a neutral site in the bowl game. But, I mean, would you expect, like, Texas to – I mean, Arizona State to beat Texas? I would say no. Like, you know, so I'm just hoping for better games. So what's your take on what you observed now in the first college football playoffs that we've witnessed?
Yeah, I think the first thing that I observed is this is the Ohio State that we're going to get with that intensity. Excuse me. They might win the whole thing. That was
quarterback plays like that.
Yeah. Will Howard. Yeah. He's the key.
Yeah. Right. I mean, and look, the throws that he made on those fade routes were incredible to Jeremiah Smith. I mean, they're extremely talented. But, I mean, Bobby, look, we do a national college football show, me and my co-host. We talked about this when it got in there. SMU was bad all year. I mean, they went into triple overtime, if I'm not mistaken, to Duke. I mean, they've had these issues along the season, but they did find ways to win. I think the thing for me, and I'm not a people claim that I'm an SEC homer, but I mean, I would have rather seen more competitive games. I it's hard for me to see, like, Indiana. I know they're 11-1, but Ole Miss's D-line says hi, right? Like, I mean, like, that still exists. So I hope it gets better, but strength of schedule has got to matter to me. I mean, because things aren't created equally, right? I mean, they're never going to be created equally. So, I mean, if you look at South Carolina, four of their last five or six games came against ranked opponents, and they won four in those six. So it just comes to a part where if it's not created equally, then what? But, Bobby, I mean, Boise State, Arizona State, good luck to them. I mean, good Lord, it's right. Not going to be pretty. I don't think it's going to be pretty at all. But
well, you know, the only thing that's before. Legit, you know what's legit, Blake? Because it's like old school
Oregon
Ohio State, and the Rose Bowl. I don't know.
And the Sugar Bowl with Georgia and Notre Dame. I think that's legit.
That is like maybe you kind of take for granted. All I know is SMU, Penn State. I think people would rather see Alabama, Penn State.
South Carolina, the way they ended the year.
Even South Carolina. Yeah, when you look at all that, even like Ole Miss or any of those teams that get started instead of Indiana, well, whatever. But, you know, we just say, SEC bias and all that. And I mean, I think strength of schedule, like you said.
I think it does matter, and it's going to have to be taken into consideration. Right. Blake, when I looked at it, we talked about receivers. One of the guys I brought up to you right away, and I might have had somebody tell me about him, Nick Anderson from Oklahoma. And, man, as a freshman, big-time player for the Sooners, got hurt early last year. But all I knew is 38 catches, 798 yards. And of the 38 catches, 10 of them went for scores. So you bring a big, tall receiver to complement Brown from Kentucky, who is the speed guy. You got a lot of young kids here, receiver. How you might have one breakthrough, but Nick Anderson and Brown, they're going to be in the starting lineup next year along with Aaron Anderson.
Without a doubt. And Mike, now the question becomes, I think that you put pressure on, because I felt like Kyren and TJ were a lot alike, right? Like, I felt like they did a lot of the same things. Now, Nick is shifty for being as big as he is, 6'4", 215. I mean, he can go side to side if he needs to. I mean, we saw that at Oklahoma. And then, Mike, I think the big thing for me, and you were right on this with him, I mean, like, look at the catches, the touchdown catches he had and the moments that they were in. Example, the Texas game in 23. I think it was maybe the Kansas game, if I'm not mistaken. He catches two. Both of them put him, you know, up and scores and where they're leading the game. So he was the clutch guy that Dylan Gabriel went to. But my question becomes, if you're opposing defense, with the speed that LSU has with Anderson, Thomas, Hilton, Brown, and then you have Nick Anderson, what do you do? Right? Like, I mean, you know, Garrett's got to be better on some of the stuff that he does. But at the same time, I mean, there's a lot of speed on that. And, Mike, Jelani Watkins ran a 100-meter dash coming out of high school, and he's going to run track. So even if he comes into a redshirt freshman year, now what do you do? So I think that their speed is going to set them apart. But, man, they needed receivers, and they went and got them. And I think Nick Anderson could be the big upside one here. I mean, he's just so incredible. And I think when he goes up and he high points the football, I mean, his hand strength is incredible. I mean, the sky's the limit for Nick Anderson. But then, Mike, I look at Berrian Brown, though, too. A lot of people have a different thoughts or different opinions on him. His best year was as a freshman with Will Levis, and he did some incredible things. I'm really interested to see what he does with Garrett and in this offense, and now that he can be a real receiver and not playing at Kentucky, I think that he can shock some people on what he can do. But then, Mike, again, I look at Aaron Anderson, too. I mean, sky's the limit for this receiving room. They got some weapons, that's for sure.
Blake, hold on to where you're at. We'll go to a break and come back. Blake will talk to us about a couple more guys they picked up. Also, bowl game coming up as LSU will play Baylor, and they know that guy across the field because he was coordinated for a long time for the Tigers at one time, Dave Aranda. We'll be back with more sports talk here live from Rouse's. Shop and save at Rouse's this Christmas time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
On our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line, the founder of Are You Serious Network, Blake Ruffino. Blake, a little bit about Mansoor coming in, Delane, at cornerback. He was the number two rated cornerback in the transfer portal. That's an area because of loss. Zay Alexander gone. Got a lot of guys leaving. But they needed a guy that would be a number one corner. And I think Delane is that type of guy that can step on the field and he'll be a starter for you day one.
Mike, no doubt. I mean, the four of the last six interceptions came from that boundary position, that far right boundary position. I mean, look, and he's versatile too, Mike. I think it's another thing. I mean, I didn't really realize how much he played safety at the back end of the season too, when they needed him to, because they didn't have any safety help at Virginia Tech, and then he moves there. And Mike, be honest with you, I thought he was just as good in certain moments. But Mike, the kid can flat out cover. I mean, look, the ACC was down in a lot of ways. Passing offense was not one of the ways that they were down. Syracuse, Miami were two of the top passing offenses in the country this year in what they did. And look, he was really good against both of them. The Pena kid for Syracuse, he was really good against. And then Miami was really good against, too, in certain situations. So, I think that when you go and get a guy like him, and let's just be real, I mean, I think LSU had a battle there, as Brian Kelly alluded to, being aggressive for him potentially not going in the draft. And now he comes in here, and Mike will be your number one corner. And here's the truth. If you have a corner that blossoms, a guy that could move in certain situations at safety, I think, too, as BK alluded to yesterday.
Bob?
Yeah, I was asking about safety, but
yeah, I think that's still an area, Blake. They got to go out in the transfer portal and get one. That's just my opinion. Last year, that was a real weakness on this football team, the coverage part from the safety position.
Mike, I mean, I'm not trying to be rude to that room. I think it's been bad for a hot minute. I mean, like, they're missing run fits. They're missing coverages. They're not being in the right place at the right time on just simple zone reads. I mean, Mike, the Lenora Sellers incident when he ran for 60-plus yards and a touchdown, both safeties missed tackles, right? Like, that cannot happen. They're going to have to go find somebody. Now, he did say JV and Toviano, but, Mike, I got to be honest, that's a man. That's
about
tough.
That. I mean, I don't know about that.
You know, yeah, I mean, it's really tough. And then now you're hoping that one of these young guys that you've recruited, maybe they develop, maybe Spears. I don't know. But, Mike, there's no way that I'm running into the season and not giving someone else a look there. They got to go get a safety. Now, Mike, here's the question. Some of these teams that have lost playoff games or out of bowl games, whatever, now have 30 days in the playoff. So what happens there? I think it's going to be an interesting thing. Like, is there one that just pops in that was highly talented? I don't know. But you got to go get a safety. Mike, you're a safety away from being – I don't want to say complete defense, but a better defense. And I'm not trying to be rude to Sage Ryan, but, man, the safety play from him has been really bad. And so you got to go get that. And that's why I brought up Mansoor even at safety. I mean, God forbid. I mean, Mike, you got to have somebody that can walk down there and make some tackles. I mean, that Notre Dame – like, look at Notre Dame in Texas. Like, the reason that they've been so good in run defense has been watch their safeties play. They're all over the place. So that's a big thing, too, that we just continue to lack, maybe even since Delpit left, maybe.
Yeah, you know, Blake, and you talk about Notre Dame and the postseason, and you look at the complete teams, and now I'm going to kind of dwell on right now the quarterback position, and I want your opinion. What do you think with Georgia? I'm looking at now they're facing Notre Dame. It appears likely to be without Carson Beck, who got hurt in the SEC championship game against Texas. And the only reason why I told Mike this, that I don't know, you know, like Ohio State, Will Howard, if he plays like that, they can beat Oregon. But to me, the difference in the first game was the quarterback play. He's like, look all the games he started.
Dylan Gabriel.
Dylan Gabriel. To me, that if you look at who's really playing at a
the
high level.
The most consistent.
Yes, it's Dylan Gabriel with the Oregon Ducks. That's been the difference. What's your opinion when you look at all the quarterbacks and where they're at? Because I'm looking at, Penn State beat SMU. Well, you should beat SMU. Now you're playing Boise State.
You should beat.
And then you look at James Franklin. He's 3-17 all time against top 10 teams. I mean, you went about what are we paying this guy for? You know, can you win a big game? So a lot of pressure on Penn State and Coach Franklin where he's at. But what's your take on Georgia going forward? And then even Texas, maybe Arch Manning. Who knows what's going to happen? You know, they have a great roster. But I think what has separated Oregon over these other teams, and you know, like I said, Will Howard was outstanding, but the quarterback play. That's why Oregon, to me, was the number one team in the nation.
They got the most consistent quarterback play. I think that's the important thing.
I think Gunnar Stockton gives you a different availability and just like if you're Notre Dame, what do you expect from Georgia? Like Bobby, I got to be real with you. This kid came in and took shots. He came in, it was 12 of 17. He did have the bad pick, but I mean, look, he completed more passes in a quarter than Carson Beck did in the first half, both times against Texas. So I think there comes a part where, you know, this kid's ability is much different, and he can take a lift now. I mean, they will deliver one, and he'll take one. I think they're completely different on what they want to do. But, man, I got to be honest with you. For me, he might not be the most talented, but Will Howard's got Megatron and Megatron Jr. at wide receiver. He could throw it up. They got away from, Bobby, in my opinion, if you go back and watch Nebraska and if you go back and watch Michigan, they got away from throwing the football to their elite dudes on the outside. Now, I know that Will is not maybe the most gifted quarterback, but he's just got dudes all over the place. But to y'all's point, Gabriel's been the most consistent. I mean, look, they've battled it out before, and I think Dylan Gabriel, that's where you got to lean. But if I am looking at a team, Bobby, that really disappointed me last couple weeks, but Drew Aller, I mean, he went up against an SMU defense that was 96 in passing yards allowed this past week against SMU, and they couldn't throw but barely close to around 200 yards.
He's the weak link.
Yeah, I mean, they were really bad in certain situations. But if that's the Ohio State game plan philosophy that I get, then I got to lean Will Howard. I mean, some of those dimes he threw were insane. But Dylan Gabriel's the other thing in this. And then you asked about Texas too. I'm not a believer in Quinn Ewers. I got to be honest. I just think that he's always found ways to put the ball in harm's way in key situations. I don't know if you go to Arch at this late stage, but man, I mean Quinn's going to put the ball in harm's way. He's lucky when they were up 14 that second ball didn't get picked off. If that gets picked off, you know, they start off at the 20. Who knows what happens? So, look, I like Gunnar Stockton's toughness, but the Big Ten quarterback, the one at Oregon, Ohio State, I mean, they have proven enough to me so far.
Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. No problem. Always appreciate your time, and I know it's Christmas time. You got some little ones at the house, so that's always fun.
Oh, man. If I could ask when Santa coming one more time, I swear to you. If I had a dollar, I'd be able to pay for everything. That's for sure.
Thank you, Blake. Appreciate it, Blake. Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Network. We'll be back to close it up here. Mike Dettay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Rouse's Market. Shop at Rouse's this Christmas time.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.